in her soft voice. The construct's smile didn't change. "Please wait here. You will be summoned soon." Anne opened her mouth again. I caught her eye and gave a tiny shake of my head and she stopped. The construct, still smiling, turned and left the room, shutting the door. "Feels like talking to the people at the Department of Work and Pensions," Anne said under her breath, then looked up sharply. "There you are," a voice said from my right. "I was wondering how long I'd have to wait." I was glad my precognition had given me some advance warning. The woman who'd just walked into the room wasn't the person I least wanted to come face to face with, but she was definitely in the top five. "Vehela," I said, turning.
"Verus," the woman said with a slight smile. "You're looking well, considering."
Vehela is one of the tallest women I know, taller even than Anne, and able to stand eye to eye with me. She's dark-haired and dark-skinned, with the build of an athlete and the grace of a raptor, and she dresses in brown and black and red. Vehela draws attention from people who don't know her, and draws even more attention from the ones who do. Like Anne, she's a life magic user, but Vehela's magic is a blend of life and death,